And they said, he broke those feathers into pieces. Neither could any man tame him. And always, night and day, he was in the mountains and in the tombs, crying and cutting himself with stones. But when he saw Jesus afar off, he ran and worshiped him. See, so this is what we got to do. We got to tell these people what they need to do. We read it in the Bible. We know what we're supposed to do. So when we see people in these conditions, we have to talk to them just like Jesus did. We have to tell them, you know, go worship God. Go get on your knees in your home and worship God wherever you are. Begin to worship God. God, hear and understand. And he will answer our prayers. Verse 7 says, and he cried with a loud voice and said, what am I to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of the Most High God? I adjure thee by God that thou torment me not. For he said unto him, this is Jesus now, come out of him. Jesus didn't talk with that man because he knew that that wasn't the man talking. That was the demons talking. You know? And so this is what Jesus said. Come out of the man, thou unclean spirit. And he asked him, says talking to Jesus now, Jesus asked him, what is thy name? And he answered, saying, my name is Legion, for we are many. And he besought him much that he should not send them away out of the country. Now this is the demon talking now. He didn't want to leave the country. Now there was there now unto the mountain, and talking about it was near the mountain, a great herd of swine, and they were feeding. And all the devils besought him, saying, send us into the swines, that we may enter into them. And wherewith Jesus gave them leave. And the unclean spirits went out. See, Jesus did not, they didn't tarry when Jesus told them to come out. Jesus let them ask a question, and then he told them to come on out. Get on out. You know, and they entered into the swines. And the herd, all those pigs, ran violently down a steep place into the sea. They were about 2,000, and they choked themselves in the sea. And they that fed the swines, they went and told everybody in the city, and in that country, and the people went to see what was done. And see, when they got back, Jesus had that man dressed. He had him cleaned up. He had him clothed, put some clothes on him, and he had restored his mind. Saints of God, look at the power that Jesus had through his Father God. And that same power that Jesus had, he gave that power to us. And so we have the power over demons and devils and evil spirits. He had that man clothed, he put clothes on him, and he restored his mind. Saints of God, don't you know if God restored that man, we can restore the minds of these people that have Alzheimer's and dementia and memory loss, brain disorders, hearing disorders, you know, hearing voices. All these conditions, Jesus attributed them to evil spirits. And if they were evil spirits then, they're evil spirits now. All these things that Jesus did, the Bible said we can do it also. And we know that these conditions, that they're no problem for God. He has power over all the power of the devil. And saints, we do too. We have power over all the power of the devil. If we're going to do these works that Jesus did, we're going to have to go through these scriptures, and we're going to have to do what Jesus did. Everything that I'm teaching you today is the works God has anointed us to do. And saints, let me tell you, we're well able to do this work. Jesus healed the blind, the mute, the brokenhearted. You know, we have people that's broken and hearted right now. They're broken in their heart. Marriages are breaking up. That leaves people with broken heart. You know, all these things cause us to have a broken heart. You know, people dying and children dying. You know, all these things, people talking about us and casting our name out, you know, saying bad things and evil things about us. These things are heartbreaking. They used to say sticks and stones may break my bones, but words don't hurt me. But that was a big lie. Words hurt because words have power. You know, Jesus healed the sick. He fed the 5,000. He fed the 4,000. You know, and he did much more than this. You know, if we're going to be God's church, if we're going to be the body of Christ, and then we're going to have to understand that we have been equipped with the power over all the power of the enemy. And guess what? God protects us. Read Psalms 91. You'll see that God protects us. No evil shall come near our dwelling. You know, God is going to protect his children. So we got to make sure that we're in the will of God so that we can be under the protection of God. You know, we have supernatural abilities to do all things. You know, we have the highest ability and power on earth. We just have to trust God, and we have to have faith in God. How many know you got to have faith in God? If you don't have faith in God, you can't work the works of God. You know, faith without works is dead. And if you don't have faith, you can't please God. You know, we know that the blind people, he healed those blind people. They couldn't see. He healed the blind. You know, he healed people that were blind spiritually and people that were blind naturally. He healed them. You know, all through the words, you see where God healed. He healed them all. You know, many people suffer today with all kind of ailments and all kind of sicknesses and all kind of diseases. And guess what? That same power, that very same power that raised Jesus from the dead, that same power is working in us. God has given us that very same power. And we can do the same works that Jesus did and greater works. You know, we have widows and that have lost their spouses and they have broken hearts. Jesus came specifically to heal the brokenhearted. You know, he came to heal. He came to seek and save those that were lost. And that same assignment is given to us. You know, God wants us to do the things that Jesus did, and he wants us to do greater things. Because on this earth, we are his eyes, we are his feet, and we are his hands. And we have to do the works that Jesus did, because that's what we have been assigned to do. You know, we got people with all kind of sicknesses and all kinds of diseases. And they said Jesus healed them all. Let's just look at some of the sicknesses and some of the diseases that's running rampant today. You have people with eye disease, brain disease, memory loss, you know, heart disease, lung disease, nerve disease, bone disease, skin disease, thyroid disease. They're crippled. People with all kinds of cancers, you know, organ disease, mean kidneys and all kind of kidney failure and all that. We have people with blood disorders, muscle disorders. We have people that's oppressed and depressed. And guess what? Jesus healed them all. Thank God, we got to be just like Jesus. We got to do the things that he did and greater works. And I'm going through all of this because this is the work that we have to do. You know, and all it takes for us to start doing this work, we just have to start practicing. We have to start practicing doing the works, and we have to teach ourselves. Don't wait for other people to teach us. Teach yourself. Ask the Holy Spirit to teach you. He came to teach us. He came to teach us and to bring us into the things of God. And we have to rely on the Holy Spirit to do that. Get on your knees and begin to pray. Ask God to bless you. Ask God to open the eyes of your understanding so that you could do these works. And guess what? God will help you to do it. We have to start speaking to ourselves. We have to start speaking to these headaches. You know, practice on yourself. We have to start speaking to headaches, toothaches, knee pains, you know. Take healing scriptures on these things. Proverbs 4 and 20 through 22. I'm going to read that for you. This is a good scripture that we all need to be practicing and reading. It says, these six things doeth the Lord hate. That's the wrong scripture. We want the fourth chapter. Here we are. The fourth chapter, verse 20 through 22. My son, attend to my words. Incline thine ears unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart. For they are life to those that find them. And guess what? Health to all their flesh. You don't have to go looking for a whole bunch of scriptures. You could just pick one like this. You can pick one like Proverbs 4, verse 20 through 22. And it's a promise there that if we do the things in verse 20, it says, my son, attend to my words, incline thine ears unto my sayings. So that's what you have to do, saints. Before you expect God to give you health for all your flesh, you got to do verse 20. And when you do verse 20, then this is the promise that he said you would have. He said, if you do this, if you let them not depart from your eyes, you keep them in the midst of your heart, for they are life unto those that find them and health to all their flesh. See, the word of God is life to you and it's health to you. It's health to all of your flesh. So we need to start doing these things. We need to start speaking the word over ourselves, speaking the word over our children, speaking the word over our family, speaking the word of each other on church members, and asking God for help and to strengthen and to bless and to heal and to deliver and to set us free. The Bible says we perish for the lack of knowledge. When we reject God, God will reject us. There's an old cliche that says, knowledge is golden. Saints of God, if that ever was true, it's true with the word of God. The word of God is knowledge. And the Bible says better than gold. You know, to have the knowledge of God means you read the Bible, you study, you meditate, and you speak the word only. If we're going to do these supernatural works of God, we have to know him. How can we know God? We can only know God through his word. God's words are knowledge. And we find that in Proverbs 2 and 6. David said, for the Lord giveth wisdom. Out of his mouth come knowledge and understanding. Proverbs 23 and 12 says, apply thine heart unto instruction, and thy ears to the word of knowledge. God's word is knowledge. Saints of God, let's get in the word. When you get in the word of God, that is the knowledge of God. And when we have the knowledge of God, then we can do all things through him. There's nothing too hard for us to do when we do it in the knowledge of God. Amen and amen.
This is what we like to call you, Jesus, Jesus. That's what we call you, yeah. You were born in a manger, but on a tree,
we like to say that the teacher we have in you.
On Facebook at Evangelist.
Go with us, yeah. Oh,
us. together. This is what we like to call you, Jesus.
Jesus.
That's what we call you, yeah.